Now, a novel way to deliver packages around the steep streets of Wellington has led to a group of Massey University students winning the National James Dyson Award. Daniel Shorrock and some of his friends come up with the design. Daniel joins me now. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Tell me where this began. How did you end up entering this competition?
Well, it all began when we had a brief at our industrial design college to make an electric vehicle. And we decided to go with a delivery vehicle as we saw a gap in the market for a last mile delivery vehicle that could kind of replace large delivery vans that are kind of inefficient for that use case.
So instead of dropping off a package in a courier van, a diesel van or a petrol van, you're using an electric, what do you call it?
Electric cargo trike.
Electric cargo trike, okay.
Yeah.
Now, motor vehicles are pretty complicated pieces of equipment. How much designing did it take?
It took a very long time to design. We just spent hours and hundreds of hours developing a multitude of prototypes and working in computer software to design the suspension elements and the framework and the where the engines and the seats and everything would go.
It's pretty impressive. People can see a picture online, rnz.co.nz/Jesse. You must be very happy with the results.
We are very proud. We found the James Dyson Award was super helpful for actually communicating what our project was about. Like the design, the iteration, that kind of stuff is what the James Dyson Award is about. It's about problem solving, finding a problem and applying design and engineering to solve that problem.
This will only be right for certain sorts of deliveries, right? I mean, it can't hold as much as a van can hold, and it's not going to make it all the way to Lower Hutt, probably, from the centre of Wellington. But, you know, what is the perfect sort of delivery for this trike to help out with?
Well, in dense urban environments, it's actually pretty well. And if you've seen New Zealand Post, they actually already use small electric delivery vehicles in suburban areas instead of using their vans.
Is yours better than their one?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it go on the footpath of the road?
It could go on the I think it would go on the road. Because it's quite agile. It would share the road fairly well with big vehicles.
Did you get it authorised by NZTA or something registered?
It would have to go through some legal stuff that we aren't capable of doing right now.
Yeah, okay. But it's the design that you've created and that you're most proud of. Yeah. Is there anything else like this around the world?
There's a few in Europe that are like pedal powered, but as far as I know, this is the only one that has full suspension on all three wheels and is specifically designed for cargo delivery.
Yeah. What did the judges tell you? Why did they like it?
The judges, he said here that, got a little quote from him if I can find it. Sir Ray Avery said, "This is an urban ute. Nobody has applied disruptive thinking to this type of vehicle before. This could become a transportation game changer from a global perspective. Having spent a significant amount of time in my life in the developing world, I see a real need and opportunity for this design. The electric cargo trike has a place in every developing country and is a great example of Kiwi applied technology."
Yeah, great. So you now go on to the international finals of this competition, do you?
So we're competing against 27 other countries, each with three different entries. So there's about 80 things, and those three will get taken down into 20 top entries. And then from that, James Dyson himself will pick the top three. And the winner will get $55,000.
Great. Where is the final being held?
It's all done online, mostly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is your hard work done?
It's never done.
You don't have to design anything else or do anything else to your product before the international finals?
Nope, it's all done how it is. It's still rolling around at Massey at the moment.
Yeah, when will you find out?
I think in about a month's time is when we find out.
Have you had a look at the other winners?
Yeah, there's the the ones from other countries.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a lot of really impressive stuff there, especially like one of the ones from UK. There's also the runners up. Like we had Sian with her bike that also from Massey.
So, tell me about that.
She designed a constructible bike for children in preschool age. They learn best through stimulating play. However, modern life means it's. And just reading the thing off here. It provides an opportunity for children to create their own usable project. It's a kit set right on for 2 to 5 years, providing a self-affirming learning experience for young children.
How long you got still to go at Massey?
I've got about like 4 more weeks for all of us in the team because we're all 4th years now. So we've got
been offered a job yet?
Not yet.
Well, Watch out. It's still 10 to 2. I reckon by 2 o'clock we'll have a phone call from someone. Thanks very much for your time today. And let us know how you get on at the big international final, all right?
Sweet, yep.
It's Daniel Shorrock. Let me name the other people in his team. Chris Warren, Fergus Salmon, Zoe Lavelle-Smith, Liam Avery and Oscar Jackson. And there's a picture on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse.